Welcome to the locker.
Episode 6. Topic for the day is sorry, wrong number. And we are talking about fat loss, not weight loss, because they are not the same thing, right?
Right.
Very different. You don't want to lose just weight because you could be losing muscle mass and all that. So fat loss is the topic of today. And we're going to talk about the fact that most people that are on a fat loss journey are looking at the wrong number. What they're looking at is the scale. That thing will lie to you, right?
Right.
So real quick, what happens is when you do that, you need to be looking at your body fat percentage, and you need to make sure you get that measured accurately, because if you do, there's a couple ways to do it with the little caliper pinchy things, and there's a 7-pinchy spot one, there's a 3-pinch spot one, and I've done the 3-pinch spot one, and according to the 3-pinch one, I'm morbidly obese. Because it measures this back here and somewhere else, whatever. And it's like, so the 3 is not 100% accurate. You have to get, just make sure you get it done right. And you can Google how to do that. We're not going to talk about that today. But you have to make sure that you do have your body fat calculated correctly. All right, so Kristen's going to talk a little bit about her very own experience with the fat loss versus weight loss and the scale thing. So she's going to explain her experience.
So many years ago, I did a weight loss journey. I wanted to lose weight. I kept saying, I just want to lose weight. And John kept saying, think about the clothing size. That's the main thing. But no, in my head, I just wanted to lose weight. And that's usually what most people say. Mostly women say, I want to lose weight. On the scale is what they're guiding everything towards. So when we were doing this one program, I won't say exactly which program it was. It was a lot of strength training, a lot of weights. I gained a good amount of weight doing that program. And I was so frustrated and I kept weighing myself. And John would say, don't weigh yourself. But the clothing size, I went from a size 12 to a size 6/8. Mostly it was 8, but I did wear some 6s. And it took a while. It took about maybe 6 months, but I got tight and I was solid and muscular, but my weight went up. So that was one thing. I kept focusing on the weight, but you don't really need to focus on the weight.
Yeah. So we have, when we work with clients, the first thing we'll do is, well, for most of them, we will weigh them, do their measurements, their body fat, and take a picture. And then we tell them, don't get on the scale, because one, there are people, and you know you're probably one of them, and you're going, ooh, that's me. You get on the scale every stinking day. Why? I can fluctuate my weight, literally, day to day, can go 5 pounds up or down, literally. And it's like, so that's not an accurate measurement of what I really weigh. So we don't want people to weigh themselves on a regular basis. And if you start down a fat loss journey, you could potentially, in the first beginning stages, you could gain weight, which is not fat. It's water retention, because your body is trying to repair for a lot of the things that you're doing. So you don't want to weigh yourself in those first couple weeks, because it'll scare you and you'll be like, it's not working. And then you'll just fall off the wagon, eat junk, stop working out. You'll do all that stuff. This is a long process.
Yeah.
So when we talk about the whole, I'll keep flipping that pen for hours. So I'll put it down. So with the weight thing, why we want you to look at the body fat and your clothes is because, and everybody says this, muscle weighs more than fat. No, they weigh, a pound is a pound, is a pound, is a pound. So a pound of anything is equal to a pound of anything else. So that's not true. What they mean by that, so we're going to explain it, is that a pound of muscle takes up less space than a pound of fat. Right? Mm-hmm. So if you have 10 pounds of muscle, okay, this is not accurate, not to scale, but if this is 10 pounds of muscle, 10 pounds of fat would look like this, right? So per volume, they take up different space. So if you're on the scale and you're turning fat, or you don't turn it into, but if you burn fat off and then you build muscle at the same time, that scale is not going to be accurately showing you what's happening to your body. It's going to show you what your whole body weighs, which is not the goal. Because, I mean, if you're 500 pounds, the scale in the beginning will show you accurate stuff because you're going to be dropping a lot more fat. But when you get down to the wire, it's like if anybody watches, well, I'm not going to say the name of the show, but there was lots of shows, but one in particular, the heavier they were, they were dropping weight like crazy. But at the end, it was like onesie, twosie pounds because it's really hard to do that. And they were putting muscle on, right? And you want muscle. Muscle burns fat all the time when you're sleeping and everything. So that's what you want, right?
Definitely.
So anyway, so the idea is to build muscle and shed fat. And then your weight could literally stay exactly the same. It's very possible that your weight stays the same depending on where you're starting. And then you look different.
And I was going to say that just in the last couple of months, I've been working out a lot. I've been swimming and doing muscle-related activities and just trying to build up my endurance. And I have definitely can tell a difference in my clothing. They're looser and they fit better. And I weighed myself in the beginning, but I haven't lately at all, probably in the last month. And I did lose some weight in the beginning of that, probably about 13 pounds altogether. But I'm not going to weigh myself. I'm just going to keep working out and eating right. I've been eating whole foods and salads. Almost every day I have a salad now with protein in it and tons of veggies. And I still eat once in a while bad stuff. Once in a while. And I still, you know, I'm not going to say I eat perfectly. I eat hamburgers. I eat pizza. I just try to keep it whole food. I try to keep as much possible. We make it, or if we go out, we find the restaurants that have the healthiest options. I don't eat any prepackaged meals. I don't eat anything like that. I don't eat frozen dinners. I eat all whole foods. I go mostly to farm markets. You can find things at real reasonable prices at farm markets. I try to keep it grass-fed beef and stuff like that when we eat, and free-range chicken. I try to keep it as healthy as possible. That might be a little bit more money, but you're also supporting local farmers. So that's very important to put back into the economy. Your local farm, it's very important to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, there you have it. There you have it. Sorry, wrong number. Now, when you're doing your journey, make sure you're judging and monitoring the right number. The scale is not the right number. It's your enemy, for real.
It can make you really depressed if you keep weighing yourself and you're working out and you're like, nothing's changing, and you just have to keep going through the process. Just keep moving through and you will see results. It may take a while for you to see the results, but
and you need to talk to people, sorry, about that, because we had a client years ago, and if she watches this, she'll know exactly who she is. And she was stuck on that scale number that she wanted it to drop. And this is how bad it got in her head. She was at a store trying on clothes. I don't know if that's when she actually sent me a text or not, but right around that time, she sent me a text saying, oh my gosh, I just bought a dress and it was two sizes smaller. And I was like, yay, this is awesome. That was your goal. And then her very next thing was, but my weight hasn't dropped. Why isn't the weight dropping? And she went back to the weight. I'm like, you just dropped two dress sizes and you're worried about the weight. So
yeah, and some people, like when they come train with us or online, they can measure, have someone at home measure them and send us the measurements. We don't talk about it with anyone else as to how much anybody weighs or anything like that. That's private. But it's good to get a gauge of where you start so you can see the progress.
Before pictures are really important because you won't even realize, like, you look in the mirror every day, you're like, nothing's happening. All your friends are like, you look smaller, you look different, what are you doing? And you won't even see it. If you're scaling it, you will definitely not see it, because you're going to be seeing either the same number or it's going to go up and down like this, and you're going to get really mad. So you need to not do that. Stay off the stinking scale.
Yeah.
You do have to get on the scale once to get your body fat, unless you're doing the float test thing, which would be awesome. That's probably one of the most accurate ways to get your body fat. They put you in water and muscle does something different than fat in the water. I don't know. But if you can do that, do that. I think there's some pod things you can do too. Like, they put you in this pod, looks like a big Mork and Mindy egg, and they can do all that. I don't know. Yeah, but you can do that too. So anyway, there you have it. Sorry, wrong number.
And that's it.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, hope you have a great day. Bye. We'll be right back. Subscribe. Yeah.
Hit the button.
Hit it.
Go on.
Subscribe.
Did you know that you could help sponsor our podcast for as little as 99 cents a month? Yep, that would be amazing if you decided to do that. But we're still cool if you want to listen to it for free. We just want everybody to hear our information.